This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Palestinian militant group Hamas on Tuesday said it could not agree to a peace deal without a clear Israeli position on a permanent ceasefire and complete withdrawal from Gaza. The decision followed Israeli leaders' pledge to continue military operations until Hamas is destroyed. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has the story.
As Israel continues its military campaign in Gaza, efforts towards securing a ceasefire face a stumbling block. Qatar, mediating on behalf of Hamas, said there is a lack of clarity from both parties at war. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Majid al-Ansari said they're seeing contradictory statements from Israeli cabinet ministers, and no statement on either side gives Qatar a lot of confidence in the process. Israeli leaders have vowed to continue military operations against Hamas until the group is destroyed, despite a ceasefire proposal laid out by President Joe Biden last week. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden has announced plans for significant and immediate restrictions on migrants trying to claim asylum at the southern border. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The move would bar migrants from getting asylum once officials deem the border is overwhelmed.
This action will help us gain control of our border.
The president says he'd rather have had legislation to address the issue instead of going it alone.
But Republicans have left me no choice.
Saying they weaponized a key issue by rejecting a bipartisan bill months ago at Donald Trump's urging. House Speaker Mike Johnson and others, though, call the president's move a political stunt, noting he waited to act until months before an election where immigration is a White House liability.
It's window dressing. Everybody knows it. If he was concerned about the border, he would have done this a long time ago.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. On May 31st, U.S. troops concluded the first-ever joint exercises practicing the reinforcement of northern Finland in case of an attack from Russia. Both Norway and Finland have recently signed new defense pacts with the U.S. military, giving access to bases in the far north of their territories. In this report for VOA, Henry Wilkins speaks to Finland's Minister of Defense and U.S. officers about what this means for the region.
A Black Hawk helicopter demonstrates a medical evacuation as part of Northern Forest 24, an annual exercise hosted this year by the Finnish military. In its largest ever participation, the US sent 2,000 troops to take part in the drills. The troops travelled in convoy through Norway and Sweden, simulating the reinforcement of Finland, one of NATO's newest members, in the event of an attack. It's the first time it has practiced such a maneuver. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Rovajärvi, Finland.
A South African cabinet minister who is a senior member of the African National Congress Party has appeared in court over allegations of bribery. His appearance Wednesday comes just as his party is meeting for talks to work out a way forward for the country after a deadlock, after an election deadlock. Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Zizi Kodwa faces charges of taking bribes of around $90,000. He appeared in a courtroom in Johannesburg alongside another suspect in the case. Kodwa is a member of the ANC's Internal National Working Committee, which met Tuesday as the party discusses how it might form a coalition government after losing its 30-year majority in an election last week. The Lebanese army said Wednesday that at least one gunman attempted to attack the U.S. embassy near Beirut. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Lebanese military in a statement said that soldiers shot an assailant who they only described as a Syrian national. The gunman was wounded and taken to a hospital. Local media reported that there was a gunfight for almost half an hour by the U.S. diplomatic mission in a suburb north of Beirut. The U.S. embassy said the morning attack by the embassy's entrance did not cause any casualties among their staff and that Lebanese troops and embassy security mobilized quickly. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
South Korea says the U.S. has flown a long-range B-1 bomber over the Korean Peninsula for its first precision-guided bombing drill with the South in 7 years. South Korea's defense ministry says the U.S. B-1 bomber conducted joint aerial drills with other U.S. and South Korean fighter jets on Wednesday. It says the B-1 bomber dropped joint direct attack munitions bombs during the training. The JDAM bombs include, quote, bunker busters. The drill is seen as show of force against North Korea amid rising tensions. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.